providing you with oil for your lamp. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Genesis. God the Eternal took man and put him in the Park of Eden, to till it and to guard it. And God the Eternal laid a command upon the man. You are free to eat from any tree in the park, he said, but you must not eat from the tree that yields knowledge of good and evil. For on the day that you eat from that tree, you shall die. Then said God the Eternal, It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper to suit him. So from the ground God shaped every wild beast and every bird of the air, bringing them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called any living creature, that was to be its name. So the man named all the animals, and all the birds, and every wild beast. But no helper could be found to suit man himself. Then God the Eternal made a deep sleep fall upon the man. While he slept, he took one of his ribs, closing up the flesh in its place. The rib he had taken from the man, God the Eternal shaped into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then said the man, This at last is bone of my bones, and flesh of my own flesh. This shall be called woman, for from man she was taken. This is why a man leaves his father and mother, and cleaves to his wife, till they become one flesh. Both of them, the man and his wife, were naked, but they felt no shame. Now the serpent was cunning, more cunning than any creature that God the Eternal had made. He said to the woman, And so God has said you are not to eat fruit from any tree in the park? The woman said to the serpent, We can eat fruit from the trees in the park, but as for the tree in the center of the park, God has said, You must not eat from it. You must not touch it, lest you die. No, said the serpent to the woman, you shall not die. God knows on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil. So, when the woman saw the tree was good to eat, and delightful to see, desirable to look upon, she took some of the fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they stitched some fig leaves together and made themselves girdles. In the cool of the day, when they heard the sound of God the Eternal walking in the park, the man and his wife hid from the presence of God the Eternal among the trees in the park. But God the Eternal called to the man and asked him, Where are you? I heard thy sound within the park, he answered, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. He said, Who told you you were naked? Have you been eating from the tree which I forbade you to eat? The man said, The woman thou gavest me as a companion, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then God the Eternal said to the woman, What is this you have done? The woman said, I ate because the serpent beguiled me. So God the Eternal said to the serpent, Since you have done this, a curse on you of all creatures, a curse on you of all beasts. On your belly you shall crawl and eat dust all your days. And I will set a feud between you and the woman, between your brood and hers. They shall strike at your head, and you shall strike at their heel. To the woman he said, I will make childbirth a sore pain for you, and you shall have pangs in bearing. Yet you shall crave your husband, and he shall master you. To the man he said, Since you have listened to what your wife said, eating from the tree which I forbade you to eat, cursed is the ground on your account. You shall suffer all your life as you win food from it. Thorns and thistles shall it bear for you, and you must eat plants of the field. In the sweat of your brow you shall earn your food, till you return to the ground from which you were taken. For dust you are, and you return to dust. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Genesis. You can hear this message and more online at logosradio.info.